everybody. My name is Mandy Moore, and I am the show manager for Greater Than Code. And this past year, I got involved by going to a conference called Code Her Comp in DC. And there, I was fortunate enough to meet some lovely ladies and talk to them in depth about women in tech and diversity and tech inclusion. And they have generously invited me to join them for their 6th annual Tech the Hall celebration in DC this year. And in return, I am doing some short interviews with them because I think what these ladies have to say is pretty important. And I think you will too. I have with me today Sybil Edwards. She is the president of DC Web Women and one of the organizers of Tech the Halls, and also Priyanka Kamala, who is the vice president and an organizer as well. Thanks for joining me, ladies.
Thanks, Mandy.
Thank you.
Let's start with DC Web Women. So what is the mission of DC Web Women?
Well, the mission of DC Web Women, we're an organization. We've been around originally since the mid-90s. We incorporated in the early 2000, and the organization is one of the organizations at the forefront of the women in tech movement. We were definitely really one of the pioneers and the groundbreakers in that area. And we specifically grew out of the DC metro area because tech in DC was developing and growing, particularly in the defense sector and other sectors as well. Our main goals are to help educate, advocate, network, and empower other women technologists and our male allies. We just do it through all sorts of things, through training, development. We have tons of wonderful networking events, of which you were able to participate in through Coder, which is sort of a combination training and networking event. And then, you know, now the upcoming Tech the Halls, among other things. Priyanka, she has recently come on board as our VP. And I'll let her go a little bit more into it, but she's helping us develop the strategic vision for the organization moving forward. I'm very excited about it. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for DC Web Women as we continue to, you know, move forward within the women in tech space and to sort of differentiate ourselves, but also to continue to be relevant to the many thousand of women technologists in the area.
Thank you so much, Sybil. And as Sybil mentioned, I stepped into DC Web Women a couple of months ago, and I've known Sybil for a very long time, and DC Web Women as well. The vision that we have going forward is to make DC Web Women the number one professional development organization for women leaders in technology in the DMV area. And there are 5 key areas that we want to focus on. One, as Sybil mentioned, engaging with men as allies, building relationships with men because they play a key role in our profession and our personal space. Number two, wellness. How do we integrate healthy lifestyle choices into our technology community? Because I personally feel that it's often overlooked. Number three is STEM and STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. How do we continue to position for the future in technology so our community is equipped with the current and the future technological trends? Number four is mentorship. How do we grow as executive leaders ourselves and give back to the community? And number five, as we've heard, is the theme of today, which is diversity and inclusion. How do we bring in more women and men of color so we can share our challenges, our candid advice, and stories of inspiration to grow together as a community? So those would be the 5 focal areas that will help us grow as a stronger community in the DC technology arena for DC Web Women.
Very cool. How do you plan on doing that? Let's start with like the male allies. Like, I haven't talked a lot about that, but I do know several males in the tech space that do want to support women. How do you feel that that could be best put into practice?
I will say one of the key areas that I find where DC Web Women and other women tech organizations where we need most support from our male allies is just being there and showing up and being evangelists and spreading the word. Because so many companies and organizations, as we well saw with the whole Google memo situation, while Google has just an amazing ethic when it comes to tech inclusion, you know, obviously individual employees who you don't always have control over, you know, they may have different mindset. And that's where it's really, really to have people there in the trenches who really understand the mission behind tech inclusion and definitely, you know, the importance of gender equity in tech. And having those allies in those places in the trenches, and when I mean trenches, I mean in the office place, it's wonderful for us as women because it will help lessen gender bias issues in regards to hiring, development, mentorship. And it will, you know, hopefully, you know, more and more women will move further up the ranks into leadership positions and will continue the message of mentoring and development as well. So male allies play a key critical role for a lot of women in tech organizations. And then just like I said, just being able to just talk about the issue is women and myself and Priyanka in particular, because we're women of color, we could talk about these issues and that's great, share stories and find a safe space and bond. But the reality is men are still, you know, very much make the leadership decisions and hiring decisions and the financial decisions for a lot of companies. So keeping them out and not bringing them into the fold hurts us as much as it hurts them, because they're denied access to great talent and people who can help them grow and build their teams. And then at the same time, you know, they don't realize just, you know, all the amazing stuff that women technologists bring to the table.
Absolutely.
And as Sybil rightly mentioned, Mandy, men hold the keys for leadership positions, right? So the key aspect for us is to educate them on the challenges that we face as women and helping them understand our perspectives. So that's one aspect of it. The second one is proactively forming relationships with them, because you obviously need to have men and women as part of your personal board of advisors as you continue on your career trajectory. And three, as Sybil mentioned, creating mentors and sponsors who would be our allies for our next opportunity, and even in our current role, helping us succeed. So in order to have these kinds of relationships, DC Web Women is looking at bringing these men through our platform to engage in these meaningful discussions, and not just discussions, but making them a key aspect of our programming for our professional development activities going forward. So we can hear their stories and help them fill their talent pipeline with our amazing women technologists.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Men do hold the keys, but in some aspects, it can be good, especially if they are in it for helping women in tech.
Yeah, and I would say a lot of my mentors and sponsors have been a good mix of men and women. So it's always interesting to understand their perspectives when you run into a situation where you need advice. So it gives you a good balance getting to understand both sides of the table.
Yes, definitely. What makes DC Web Women stand out from other DC-based women in tech groups?
Well, one of the things, obviously, we're one of the longest running organizations, so we got to be on time. But, you know, the truth is we're also one of the largest. We have well over, godly, when I last checked, I believe we're somewhere like 5,000 registered members. And then we have an 8,000 person mailing list that's growing every day. And we're one of the largest, which by far makes us able to really talk about what's happening in this space. And we're also one of the most diverse of the women tech organizations, because, and I don't just mean diverse racially, I mean also diverse as far as the industry sectors that we cover. We cover everything from, you know, obviously nonprofit, gov, you know, gov, civic tech, financial tech, you name it. We also cover just a variety of industries as well. While you have different women's groups that may more specialize more in development, or maybe they're more focused on Python or Rails or a very specific kind of programming languages, we kind of cover all of that. We also cover, like I said, other fields, like we have SEO people, internet marketers, we have content people in addition to web design and web development. So I think that's what's one of the things that makes us very, very special and very unique.
And our biggest asset, Mandy, is our community. With a 20-year-long history, we have around 6,000 plus members through our different channels, and our social media channels also has around a base of 6,000 plus members. So we have different kinds of people who are part of a community. And it's not just a group of technologists. It's getting to know each other more at a personal level so you can be really invested in helping each other succeed. So that's one aspect of it. And as Sybil knows, we also have a social ways of communicating with our members. And that list has a lot of interesting things that people discuss about. So it's not just your professional space. It's a lot of personal interactions that also happen, which helps in making this community very distinct from the other women-led technology groups. And then the second aspect, I would say, as I mentioned in the key focal areas, bringing in more mindfulness into our programming. It's very crucial for us to lead healthy and happier lives, because technology is so invasive. And it's often good for us to take time for each other. And through our programming, we want to make sure we have these different mindful sessions incorporated. Say, for example, at the CodeHer conference, we had partners on board. Our wellness partners included Core Power Yoga, Sport and Health, where we wanted to provide these meaningful breaks for our community. And that was very well received. So I would say those are the two distinct aspects, incorporating more mindfulness and enhancing the personal interactions that the community has to build strong bondings between our members.
I know I appreciated that wellness break. As far as Tech the Halls goes, so it's not a conference. It's just kind of a gathering. So it's a get together. So it's kind of up that mindfulness alley of just bringing people together for an evening of just socialization and entertainment. Is that pretty much the goal?
So I was introduced to Tech the Halls by Sybil last year, and I was really taken aback by the wonderful warmth and hospitality that this group has, bringing in diverse people from different sectors. The way our team sees it is it's a mega holiday celebration that brings together both local and the national technology groups. It's a kickoff to the holiday season, but it's also a reason for us to celebrate DC as a major technology and innovation hub.
Absolutely. And to sort of add to that, to sort of tap into what Priyanka had brought up earlier, Tech the Halls is kind of an interesting situation. It was sort of the outgrowth idea that I had. So we started coming together through these different speed networking events, UXPA, Web Content Mavens, and many other organizations. And the goal was to try to bring as many of our members together into one room so they can basically connect and cross-pollinate, because what we were having were, you know, each of our organizations had their own individual events, which is nice and that, and it's lovely. And you know, that's why people joined the organizations, so they can go to those particular events. But there were opportunities where we felt like we could really bring people together into one room, particularly men and women, into one space to basically connect, network, and to sort of expand our networking base. Because, I mean, let's face it, a lot of technology people aren't the most necessarily the most extroverted. So, you know, having us kind of come together is a great way to do this. And out of the outgrowth of those events, you know, one day I was there and I just said, hey, let's have a holiday party. And it's been going on now 6 years strong.
Yeah, I'm excited too. This will be my first time attending. What can I expect? Like, what's going to be going on?
I will say it's definitely one of the biggest parties that I've been to in tech. And DC gets a lot of really big tech parties. And one of the things I love about it is everyone comes in, everyone's dressed up very festive. It's a lot of fun. I mean, nothing like crazy, you know, fancy ball gowns or anything, but just, you know, just a little extra sparkle to their jeans. And just everyone's just having a lot of fun. But one of the neat things that comes out of every year out of the event that I'm just absolutely amazed with is how people will connect with other people that they would normally not have access to or an opportunity to meet. And they'll bond over something, whether it's maybe a love of SEO or maybe it's, you know, about a particular kind of new technology, or maybe it's type of, you know, someone works for one government agency, another person works for another. But there's this just natural, you know, so many friendships are developed as a result of Tech the Halls. And that's one of the things that I do not see at a lot of other major tech events. Most of those events, I mean, not to, you know, put them down, but you know, those events are really more about marketing yourself and a marketing exercise. So people show up with their business cards, they hand out their business cards, and they leave. But Tech the Halls, people really cut loose. And, you know, we do photo booths and people take pictures of each other and they tweet. And it's just people, they get pretty crazy. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds amazing. When you talk about the DC scene, you're talking about not only just DC, but even the outer line, like Virginia areas, Southern Pennsylvania. We come from all over, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the DMV, which includes West Virginia all the way up to Baltimore, Annapolis, all the way down to Richmond, even as far as Hampton.
How are you promoting Tech the Halls? Like, and who do you want to show up?
What we're looking for is we're looking for people who are either technology focused or technology minded or innovation minded. And we're really looking for all kinds of people. You don't have to be a developer or a web designer to come to Tech the Halls. Quite the contrary. We have people from all walks of life. You know, we had, you know, a gentleman who was associated with the Real Housewives of DC, who attended 1 year, and he's a financial expert. And so, you know, I had people from Monumental Sports who attended, you know, Monumental Sports, you know, in charge of the Wizards basketball team and the Mystics. So, you know, you don't have to be a quote unquote hard tech person to come to Tech the Halls. The event is really for anybody, but people who are technology focused and innovation minded.
Yeah, I would say if you have an appetite to meet a lot of new, cool and like-minded folks who are in the technology field or would love to learn more about innovation, then you should come and check out Tech the Halls. And as you know, technology has penetrated into all aspects of our lives, and you don't have to be a coder or have a background or a major in computer science in order to be part of the technology community anymore. So as long as you have an appetite for celebrating innovation, tech inclusion, or want to learn more about how can we form a strong united tech community in DC, I should say come and check out this event.
Definitely. What is it like organizing an event of this scale? Like, what has been your favorite parts? What have been some hard parts? What's it like organizing an event of this magnitude?
Hey, I know Sybil has a long list now.
I'm going to keep it short. I promise.
It's so much fun.
I'm going to keep it real short. It's a lot of fun, but it requires a lot of moving parts. And I'm very lucky. I have an amazing team. This event is headed up by Nicole Matthews, she's organized Tech the Halls for going on 5 years now. She understands the space, understands this community, and she's brought in a great team of people. In addition to, you know, me and Priyanka, you know, we take orders from her, basically. She's brought in other people like Julia Rodendis and, you know, Abby O'Brien and others. You know, they each deal with a different aspect of pulling the event together, from marketing to logistics to you name it. But there are a lot of moving pieces. So it's just staying on top of those moving pieces. It could get a little wacky sometimes. Every year, once it's done, I'm amazed at what we pulled off. It's always this feeling of pride and just excitement. And it's something that people come to me, you know, during the rest of the year. And they, you know, this year alone, I had about two or three people come up to me at the Coder Conference. Oh, you guys are going to do Tech the Halls again, right? Right, right. You know, and the fact that it has already sort of entered the consciousness of the community, this thing is a staple. That's what makes the hard work worthwhile.
Yeah, and I would say Nicole and team have done a great job. And as you mentioned, Abby, Melissa Rivera, there's Ruby Dean, Lauren Hungerford, Julia Rodenis. It's an amazing team that works behind the scenes. And it's always interesting to see how the fun just gets very contagious. And the momentum is always up and running every year. So as Sybil mentioned, we will just take orders from the team and see where we can step in and help. One of our major focal areas for Tech the Halls is finding like-minded partners who would like to be part of our event. So if there are corporate partners or like-minded startups or other organizations that would be interested in working with us, here's a chance to be part of this wonderful holiday celebration. And here are some reasons as to why Tech the Halls would be of value to you if you're willing to be a partner. One, it's expanding your brand outreach. You're going to have access to 8,000 plus technologists across the Mid-Atlantic area and beyond. And number two, you get access to a very diverse and highly educated talent pool. And our attendees have always included people from different sectors, Fortune 500, startups, nonprofits, government agencies. So you're going to find the best of the best talent over here. And three, as you're looking to grow your pipeline, I think this would be a great place to find your next hires and build your pipeline to a great talent. So those are some of the three key reasons why I would say you should consider a partnership. And please get in touch with us. We would love to work with you to see how can we make this a win-win and give you access to a very diverse community and ensure that the DC technology community continues to benefit from your organization as well.
If you could pick one thing that you're looking forward to most to come out of Tech the Halls, what would it be?
I would say the one thing that I would like to have come out of this event, just continued support from the community. This event, while DC Web Women is one of the main organizers, it's still very much a community event. We bring in other organizations to be on board. And the fact that so many of these organizations come back year after year to be part of Tech the Halls, to me, it really says something. It says that this event means something to them and that they feel the importance and the impact of what we're doing with this event. And so I would like that to continue. I like their members who come to Tech the Halls I would like them to also feel like this is something that's worthy of them, that is a great experience that they can then pass on and share with others.
I would say the biggest outcome for us as a team would be supporting the mission of Tech the Halls, which is to improve the ratio of women and people of color in technology-related careers. And it's not just by DC Web Women. As Sybil just mentioned, it's a group of talented technology groups that are coming together to celebrate the success of the DC technology community. And I should share a funny experience, Mandy. Last time when Sybil invited me to Tech the Halls, I was one of the folks in charge with checking in people at the door. And I personally had to literally turn down people who hadn't signed in but loved the event and had to stop by. So it's always sold out, and we hope it repeats the magic this year as well.
Well, I'm sure it will be. And I know that I can't wait to attend. And hopefully I can find something cute and sparkly to attend in.
You just wear some ears, some like reindeer ears. That'll be fun.
Oh,
hey, you know what, Sybil? That's what I did last year. Now I remember. I wore the Ringling reindeer ears, and I think that was quite a rage. People looked at me and took note of me. So maybe, Sybil, we should do it again.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And I, as I said, I cannot wait to see you again at Tech the Halls. I love DC Web Women. I love the mission. And I feel, you know, very at home there. And I've only been to one or two events. So it was by far the most welcoming atmosphere that I have been in tech so far. So thank you for that.
Hey, absolutely, Mandy. And we would love to have more new members be part of our DC Web Women technology group as well. So check us out at dcwebwomen.org, and you'll find several ways of getting connected with us and being part of the active community.
Absolutely. And if anyone who's listening wants to find out more about Tech the Halls or about DC Web Women in general, please, you know, feel free to reach out to us at info@dcwebwomen.org. Give me a few days, but I promise I will get back to you.
Absolutely. If you're interested in a partnership or willing to work as a volunteer, just send us an email and then we'll follow right through.
All right. Thank you.